ACR Health in Syracuse put on a workshop for educators recently to explore how schools can be more supportive of transgender students. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Schools are often ground zero for transgender kids.
School can either be a safe space for a student or it can be a living hell.
Terry Cook is co-author of the book Allies and Angels, and she knows firsthand how it played out in her Central New York family when her son transitioned from female to male. She first needed to understand herself what was happening.
Somebody explained it to me once when I was going through my learning phase that just kind of lit a light bulb for me. They said, "Terry, your child has a male brain inside a female body."
And from there, it was realizing how a supportive school atmosphere was so important to her child. Cook shared her story at a workshop in Syracuse recently with educators from across Central New York, along with other parents of transgenders, like Karen Fuller of Syracuse, who says support from her child's elementary school principal made all the difference.
And she was there to support my child and helped with letting all the other staff that needed to know that would be working with him, got his name changed on his class list so that when he started third grade, he started as who he truly is.
Cook admits not all schools are supportive. Often schools won't use a new name if it's not legal, and offering safe spaces for these kids can be key. And then there's a problem of bullying. Some reports show more than three-quarters of transgender children get bullied both physically and verbally. Cook says even supportive schools can have a hard time dealing with that.
But so much is involved, it requires the student to come forward and tell and share what's going on, who did what happened. And the reality that we found is that many children don't feel safe doing that.
Safe spaces in a classroom or a counseling or a nurse's office helped her son when bullying and stress became too great for him. Fuller says oftentimes these kids aren't supported by their families, so that magnifies the responsibility that schools have.
School might be the only place where they might have a chance to meet somebody that would be supportive of them. So it's very important, even if it's a difficult or uncomfortable situation, to know that there's somebody in that school that's willing to hear them, understand them, and support them.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.